Yeah, so there I was last night, listening to Audio Booze, and I was checking Twitter feed, and I heard a fantastic piece of audio. Every so often a piece of audio comes along and almost stops you in your tracks. Well, last night that was one of those things. So it is now, whatever the time is, 7:30 in the AM on Friday the 21st, I think it is. Is it the 21st? Something like that. And the piece of audio was by our very own All One Word. And I'd seen a bit of this two-two conversation between himself and Daylight Gambler. And I'd seen his four square check-ins at some social hiking headquarters. And when, as soon as I saw that, I was hoping there would be some kind of audio about it. And I was enthralled by this piece of audio that he put up. And maybe he remembers as a kid, a Saturday morning TV show, and then he met one of the presenters. And I could just tell that he felt the same way meeting Daylight Gambler. The whole thing was just completely uplifting, to be honest. It was fantastic. It really was a fantastic piece of audio. I thoroughly enjoyed that. It really made my day, because I had a pretty rubbish day with the car breaking down and stuff. So that really lifted my spirits. Thanks, Rick, for posting that. I'm glad you've finally got to meet Daylight Gambler. And as he says, you know, Phil from me, he's probably an hour down the motorway, really. And All One Word's probably maybe 2 hours across country. You know, we're not that far away, really. It's just, the reason we don't meet up for these things is, A, because we listen to each other on an almost daily basis. And also, it's fitting things in at the weekend, you know. You work all week and you've got families to look after and spend time with. And time is precious. So you don't always, you can't always fit these things in, can you? And then finding a weekend that's free, that everybody's not doing anything. You know, it's going for walks and stuff and family time and shopping, and there's jobs in the house to do. It's a nightmare trying to get everything done. So maybe we should just book a weekend about a month in advance and say, right, that's Saturday or Sunday, we're going to do this. That's what we need, is to pin down a date. Yeah, so that was a really uplifting piece of audio from All One Word.